This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
The Sydney Morning Herald said Nicholson is one of the most remarkable talents on the national stand-up circuit and then proceeded to give him 4 out of 5 stars. Reese Nicholson, welcome to the show. What does it take to get that extra star?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. About to say try and sleep with them, but that seems bad.
That's where I was going to go. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
If that gets you an extra star.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You do wonder that sometimes. Sometimes you read a review, like this type of year, like about other people. Like, I had a friend get a review the other day that was, like, glowing. Like, just wall-to-wall, like, this is the best show I've ever seen. And then it was, like, 4.5 stars. Like, well, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Do you have to sing and dance? What?
Yeah. But, you know.
You dress so finely on stage. I mean...
And then you've arrived here. You look sad.
You still look great. I just wanted to know how many suits you owned. Thank you.
I own 11, I think. 10 or 11?
Mikey has been very obsessed with your grooming habits. Because as he gets a little bit obsessed with that fortnightly haircut, he goes on, boys. He was talking about it. I think he was going to ask you for some like dress sense.
Because you dress so immaculately for every single show. You're always dressed to the nines.
Yes.
And it just gives the audience a real nice spectacle.
Well, I like show business. I always think, like, I like the idea of, like, people, you know, dressing up to go to work. Even though I work for only an hour a night, it's like, I'm still going to work. You got to, like... you know, have a little uniform or something.
Nothing's better than getting dressed up and going out to the theatre and to see something. That's fun, and I think we've lost a lot of that, you know.
Totally.
People turn up in shorts and T-shirts, and I just think, when I'm the door bitch, you'll be sent home, bastard, and put something else on, and nice pants. And
Exactly. Like people, and I think comedy as well has... I was talking to someone about this the other day about how comedy is the only performing art form that people do not care about. Like, as in, it's not true. Like, I've been performing before, like, in comedy clubs, and someone was trying to get around to the bathroom or something, and they stepped up onto the stage for a sec and then stepped back down. Like, imagine if you were, like, at a Shakespeare show. Excuse me, Macbeth. I'm just going to get through.
Wouldn't that be great? Doesn't that give you a chance to heckle and put them back in their place? Or?
Yeah, but no one wants that. You know what I mean? Like, if you were, like, at work today typing and someone just kept hitting your hand, that would be really annoying. I've always think people don't heckle as much as people think they do. It's the most annoying. If someone does heckle, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. You don't really want to be funny. You just want to berate them.
And then they're always the ones that come after you, like, up after the show, and are always like, oh, I was the one that shouted out. Wasn't it funny? It's like, no, it wasn't.
I have a very bad habit. I don't heckle, but I comment a lot. Two things.
That's
my friends. And then I look and thought, oh, shut the hell up, Thomas. I'm sure, wasn't it my husband when we were out there the other day, he bashed me because, I was... I get involved. I'm too involved. I get too involved. Look, I want to talk about your new show, Nice People, Nice Things, Nice Situations.
Yes.
That's very nice.
Yeah. I had to name it 6 months before I'd written it.
So basically, it's just a whole lot of bitching, horribleness. There's no niceness in it.
I'm a nightmare. It's named that because it's kind of based on... Because, you have to name your show, like, ages before...
Before you've even written the show.
I had to be registered for this festival when I was still performing last year's show in Edinburgh, so I was like, I guess it'll be about this. But I'd gotten the name kind of references. I got an email last year from a lady who had seen me do stand up and really hated me and said that I talk too much filth and how I should talk about nice people, nice things, nice situations. So I was like, I'll write a show for Carol. Carol Saunders.
And I want to know, where's the comedy in being nice? There's just nothing in there being nice.
That's the thing. She said, I should stop talking about politics. I should stop talking about sex. It's like, well, what else is there? There's nothing else to talk about.
Taking out the ground underneath your feet. You have a bar that's just opened up
recently. I have. Thank you. Mentioned it off air. Glad we brought it up. I've got a mortgage. And my partner, Kyron, and I, and two of our friends, Alex Dyson and Benji Mays, kind of noticed that this bar, Hairy Little Sister, had shut down, and it was kind of one of the main haunts of the comedy festival. So we thought, well, why don't we... They went bankrupt. Sure, let's... Let's get involved in that. That seems like a good plan. But yeah, so we've got a pop-up bar called, it used to be called Hairy Little Sister, now it's called Balding Older Brother.
Lovely. Oh, I love that.
Or yeah. Bob Bar.
And so what's your specialty cocktail there? Because I like a drink.
We do, we've got like, it's. I mean, it's a pop-up, so we don't have, but you know, we've got Melbourne Gin Company, we've got like these, we've got the Spritz, we've got these things called Jartinis, which sound like something you order in a nightclub that gives you diarrhea. But no, it's, yeah, they're espresso martinis that come in like a jar and you like shake it. It's like very delicious.
Oh, that's very nice. I had one of those too, and Shayna Blaze had a go at me. She told me I was a bogan drinking out of a mason jar.
Nah.
And I thought, well, listen,
I think it's quite the opposite.
And then about a month later, I was in Paris and they give me a cocktail in the mason jar, so I send her a private message. See, bitch? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Clay, I'll just pick up that name of Paris you've dropped there.
Mate.
He's travelled.
He's a worldly man. Look, Reese is performing at the Victoria Hotel.
And hell. I will also be performing in hell.
He's taking it global. It's until April 21st, and tickets to your shows are moving very quickly, so you're all going to want to get your tickets.
Come on, bye. I think we're talking last night about maybe adding shows as well, so keep your eye out for that.
Well, that's really good, so you... The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is world famous. People come everywhere to do.
But it's the great, best festival in the world.
It's great to see that we still keep going to comedy. We all keep going. Yeah.
And it's also, I was talking to a friend of mine last night how we both started together and how we're having fun seasons. And we're both just saying, I don't know what to do now that it's not stressful. Like, you used to wake up and be like, God, I've got to fly for 4 hours today and like, I've not sold any tickets. And now, like, it's kind of going all right. And I keep waking up and it's like, oh, I've got to be worried about something. So come on by. Maybe I'll have a breakdown on stage.
You can get your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. To secure your tickets, you can also go ahead to the city streets we're hearing about last week. You can pick them up in person if you want to do the old school
methods. I'll have
about the little caravans out the front of the town hall. That's and it's great. I love the way that the town hall celebrates the comedy festival.
Yeah.
And they really get into it.
Well, I think you should, like, if you don't want to see me, go to the town hall and take flyers from people and pick someone you've never heard of before. I think that's really important. Like, it's a really, all of us that are doing decent sized rooms and stuff now all had to fly for ages. And go and, like, you might have a new favourite comedian.
And this, and right next door is Half Ticks.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, and we've done it as well. You know, it's a Tuesday, Wednesday night, you've got nothing on. Go into Half Price Ticks, just pick something that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you can find out there.
We sound so much like an infomercial right now.
It's the red hair. We know how to save some money.
Yes. Buy now and you get a set of steak knives.
Yeah. Or you'll get laid after the show, one or the other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Reese, it's been a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you. I'm going back to bed.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.